Welcome to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. On this week's show, you'll learn what Clarissa and her friends are doing to live the model life and find out how you can too. What exactly is the model life? It's looking great, feeling better and healthier, and being happier. Let's get started right now. Here's your host, Clarissa Burt.
This is In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt, the radio show that everybody's been waiting for. I just wanted to say thanks very, very much, not only to Voice America and this fabulous team they've got here, but to Jeff Spinard and to Randall Libero, who is my executive producer, and to Ryan Treasure, who's been trying to light me for the last hour and a half. I got to say I love that guy. And then I want to say thanks also to Jeff Gerstel, Chris Conlin, and everybody here at Voice America who's been making this experience just, you know, tops. I'm having such a good time with this radio show. I love radio. And I'm back 10 years later. You know, I had a show called Clarissa Burt Talks about 10 years ago here on Voice America, and now we've got In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. So I want to bring some of the people that I've been meeting in these last years, some of the people that are real movers and shakers, some of the people that are influencers, super influencers, and people that are really making things happen around the world. I get to meet some of the coolest people when I'm out and about, and one of these people is going to be with me for the entire show. He's somebody that is a humanitarian. He's a philanthropist, and he's one of the most phenomenal photographers I've ever run across. But, you know, there are photographers and photographers. There are photographers that take a picture, and you get the picture, and that's okay. But this guy has taken photography to a whole different level. And he does so because he specializes not only in the photography, but in the promoting and the capturing and the creating of social proof for viral campaigns. So, Ken Roshana, you on with me?
Clarissa, I am here with you.
You are
congratulations.
There. Well, thank you very much. I know that you also have your show here on Voice America.
Yes, and we're going to have you on the show very soon as well.
Yeah. Tell us when it goes on the air and what's the name of your show.
3 hours after yours, and it's called Amplify. Mm-hmm. So it's 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern.
Uh-huh. Awesome. And what do you guys talk about?
Well, we talk about leaders, authors, speakers, and influencers like yourself,
right,
and how they actually make a positive difference in the world, and we amplify that message because we believe when you support great leadership, the world becomes a better place.
That is really true, and we know because we go to these really cool things like the Secret Knock and CEO Space. We've seen each other in so many different places. In fact, one of the last times we saw each other and sort of said, okay, we're going to start a grand collaboration, you and I, was up at the NAB show, the National Association of Broadcasters up in Las Vegas. Well, we were just in Los Angeles, weren't we? Also,
we were.
But up in Las Vegas, and that was a great show, and we decided that we were going to start doing some really cool things. You also publish books. So, in other words, take us through what it's like to work with you. When somebody, you know, jumps on board with you, exactly what are they getting? Well, I know that you're one of the funniest people on the planet, but apart from that.
Well, the main thing they're getting is amplification, because so many people do a book, and unfortunately they're not aware of the emphasis that needs to go into the marketing and the social proof and the social media marketing. And so what happens is the book kind of falls flat on its face within 30 days. Sales plummet, and there's kind of a disgruntled feeling about all the effort they put in the book, and they kind of throw their hands in the air and say, I guess that's the best I can do.
Right.
The book wasn't that great. I quit. And a lot of times it has to do with their marketing skills and not their writing skills. So I want to prevent people that have beautiful messages from actually just throwing their hands in the air because they don't have the marketing side of it. And, you know, every single person has their top skills and they have the things that they're weak at. And,
right.
If everyone was great at marketing, I promise you there'd be just a lot of booksellers on Amazon.
Exactly.
And the difference is that probably 97% of books don't sell so well because they don't have a great marketing plan. They don't have a great marketing, guerrilla marketing mind so that you're getting the most bang for your efforts.
Right.
For instance, when I was at the event with you,
right,
you know, the Keep Smiling book,
right,
got a lot of limelight, and Greg is very supportive of the Keep Smiling movement.
Greg Reed, Secret Knock. Uh-huh.
Yes, and so the book probably got $7,000 or $8,000 worth of marketing at that event for really the cost of pennies on the dollar,
right?
Because it was just being utilized and leveraged at that.
Tell
at
us,
that place.
Tell us,
and you're in that book, Clarissa. Your wonderful smile.
Thank you. I think I've done some of the goofiest pictures for you over the years, and I thank you for publishing every darned one of them.
Can I make a compliment right now? That really is. I think I've said this to you, but I want to say it in the air. So your goofy expressions you do is really the outward side of you showing how abundant you are and happy you are in life. And when I say abundant, you just are not wanting. And I've noticed that people that are very apprehensive about showing their silly side don't want to show their human side. And you are such an approachable person and people love you.
Well, thanks for that.
You're quirky and silly.
Thanks. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, gosh, it's just, and I thank you for that. That's very sweet. I think the one with the banana, holding the banana, is the one that stands out. I think that was the first. I think that day I sort of launched the new fad, the banana fad. And then we took it into a bunch of other silly things. And so that's kind of, I wanted to get into the whole keep smiling movement. Tell us something about that. I want to show the card. I brought the card. Yes, I'm prepared. But tell us about that.
Well, the keep smiling movement is really just a way of reminding people that when they're not being positive, they're actually putting out in the universe that they're either not positive, their complaints, neutral, or even negative. And so they get more of the same with that. So when you shift and you decide to smile, it starts resonating what you're trying to attract in the world. And so you end up being a happier person that day. And the happier you are, I believe, the more you attract the type of positive opportunities that can come your way. And I think a really good example, again, is when you're doing those funny things with either holding the banana crazy or just quirky cross-eyed looks, is all of a sudden I notice the rest of the day that people like Greg Reed will photobomb someone out of the blue and people just, you know, have fun on another level.
It really is fun on another level. And by the way, you're one of the funniest people that I've ever met. It really takes a lot to make me laugh. You know, my brother makes me laugh. He's pretty good at it. You know, to get me to laugh is not one, but you just crack me up all the time. Tell the people again, we got the keep smiling movement. And how many pictures do you think you've taken with somebody holding the keep smiling card, which I'm holding right now for Facebook Live, just so you know?
I would say, I'd say an average day is picking about 5 to 10 people that I just see their spirit and I'm blown away by it. And I just go up to a perfectly wonderful stranger or to someone I even know. And I say, you know, you exude such positivity in the world. I'd like to acknowledge you for it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you were there, John Travolta and Quincy Jones at City Gala with Ryan Long.
Right. Holly
so
Berry.
That was amazing.
That was amazing.
Yes, Holly Berry.
So
I do have something to confess to you, though. You think I'm really funny, but I'm going to tell you what, your brother coached me for 2 years to be funny so that I would actually be funny to you.
You've never met my brother. Stop. That's not funny. All right. You're very funny. You're killing me. All right. So so what happened then is you started to publish the Keep Smiling books, right? But there's a story. Isn't there a story behind that of charity, or am I wrong on that?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
A lovely man, Barry Shore, who is probably one of my favorite saint mentors. I've met some mentors, but this guy is so saintly. He just blows you away with his positive energy, and he genuinely gives the card to every single person he meets. I don't do that because I have to take photos. There has to be something else I'm doing, but he does it to every single person. He reminds them that just taking a moment to smile, and then he gives two cards. He says, give this person, the next person, pay it forward.
That's awesome.
And then he's trying to raise $1 billion to actually help causes and movements and, you know, all kinds of wonderful projects, because he came up with an application called Delight, and every time you use the Delight app, it takes 2% of your purchase painlessly and applies it to a cause or a philanthropy movement that you believe in.
Exactly. I just want to say really quickly hi to Gregory Trigo, who's just jumped on Facebook Live. Good friend of mine. And can I say something in Italian to Antonio Pedalino, who says, ciao, bellissima Clarissa. Ciao, Antonio. So that's my very quick Italian, because my Italian friends do show up, and so I have to say hello to them every once in a while.
How cool was that? Not to show off, Clarissa, but I'm going to just add to that. Molto bene.
Molto bene, grazie. Antonio Pedalino sta molto bene, grazie. Okay, va bene. So listen, Ken, you know we've got a long show. You're going to be with me through the entire show, which is very...
I think I am, because I know these people.
I know you do. You know these people, and I know these people, and that's why I wanted them all on board, because I wanted to give everybody... Hi, my cousin Tommy Toth just jumped on. Hi, Judy. Judy's out there too, my cousin. You know, it's all friends and family here. I don't think anybody else really cares. Anyway, what I did want to say to you is, did you know that, by the way, today is National Higher Education Day, just for, you know, grins and giggles, and I think we need to educate people, because who higher than us?
Well, I actually just put my National Higher Education tree up, so I mean, I totally want National Higher Education.
All right. So, again, we are interviewing today influencers and super influencers, people in their field that in any given category or niche that are helping people out and helping us understand as solopreneurs and entrepreneurs how we can get the biggest bang for our buck, where is things trending in social media, what we should and shouldn't be doing. And the next person that I want to bring in, Ron, Ken, you know very well, is Manny Lopez. Manny.
Hello.
Hi, there he is. Say hi to Ken. You know Ken Rashan.
Manny, how are you doing?
Manny. So Manny Lopez is the absolute... I'm here. Can you hear me, Manny?
Manny.
Are you there? Manny. I think we're having a little problem with Manny Ken. What do you think?
I think he's very excited to be here with the higher education.
I'm here, guys. I can hear you now.
Okay, awesome. So Manny is the app guru. Everything that you would ever want to know about building an app and maintaining an app and making it absolutely work seamlessly in your business. So Manny, I wanted you to sort of give everybody an idea, what it is that an app can do. Most people will say, well, isn't it enough just to have a website? Isn't that okay? I put everything there, or I have a blog or my social media. Why is it that I would need an app?
Well, I think one of the biggest benefits of having an app, and definitely thanks for having me coming on the show, Clarissa, and how you doing there, Ken? I'd love to connect with you again. Nice hearing you. The biggest benefit of an app, I would say, is going to be the ability to text your users. That, I would say, is very, very powerful because you have really high open rates with text, 98% open rates, versus your email and social media that are getting anywhere between 5, maybe 10, at best, 20% open rates. So, you're wasting typically 80 to 90% or more of your efforts.
I see. And you do something that I understand from your bio that is something a little bit more. You take people into and onto television platforms with your app and your app services?
Yeah, so we have the ability to get people featured in media. I've got a TV show that's going to be featuring tons of businesses in all walks of life. That's all going to be focused around helping orphans and kids in foster care. I've got my radio show as well, Best in Business, where I'm featuring, top-level business people that are just doing amazing things in not only their own business, but philanthropy as well.
Hey, you've created a really cool, I think we're going to have to go to break. We have to go to break? It's break time. Stay right there, Manny.
Break time.
Ken and Manny, stay right there. I'll be right back with you.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Are you ready for provocative discussions with some of today's most powerful movers and shakers? Tune in to The Art of Significance, featuring Dan Clark, the modern-day Napoleon Hill, who interviews the wealthiest, most successful celebrities and business leaders on the planet, who are using their influence to change the world. From authors to entertainers, sports figures, educators, to military leaders, Dan covers multiple topics. Tune in every Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Influencers channel.
Change starts here. Change starts now. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
Hey, everybody, back in the limelight with me, and I've got Ken Rashan, photographer extraordinaire. We've got Manny Lopez on the line. He is, the absolutely, Ken?
You said the absolutely best app maker.
There you go. He is the absolutely best app maker in the world. Manny, I'm going to ask one real quick question to you, and that is, you have a hashtag that I absolutely love. It is hashtag too blessed to be stressed. What's behind that?
Oh, that's a great story. So I originally got that that saying from my first mentor, who I met back in 2007. And every day I'd come in to work. It was I was at basically a sales office, And I would come into work and I would say, hey, Gail, how's your day going? And he'd always tell me, I'm too blessed to be stressed, Manny. No matter what's going on, he could be stressed out. He literally could be having the craziest day, but he's always too blessed to be stressed.
Yeah.
And the concept behind it is always looking at life as finding the good things to focus on and not pointing too much effort and energy into negative.
Right.
So that's kind of the concept behind it. And, you know, it's really helped me overcome a lot of challenges I've had in you know, this growing my business and, you know, growing my family and being too blessed to be stressed and spreading that message has been very, very influential in my life.
You have a very beautiful family, by the way. Just, you know, I see your Facebook. I follow you on Facebook. You and I are going to be doing my app now. We're going to start working on my app, which is very exciting. But you do have a very beautiful family, and it's just really cool to watch you guys. It's really cool. Ken, what do you want to add about Manny? Is this is your life, Manny? This is your life, Manny. Ken wants to talk.
I do. Manny, I want to acknowledge you because at Secret Knock, you came up with an app that actually brings community together. You bring influencers, leaders, and authors, all these people together, innovators together, because you created an app. And I wanted to thank you for that because it's very powerful when you come to an event and then you have an app you can jump into and keep the conversation alive and create a relationship.
Good point. Good point. It really is, you know, because how many of these events do we all go to and we walk away not meeting half of the people that were there? And you kind of feel bad about it because you wanted to really kind of, you know, meet everyone and you didn't have the chance. So with an app like Manny's, this is the one thing that a website would not be able to do. It's one more thing that a business card that didn't get into the hands of the right people could not do. So, yeah, absolutely. Good call, Ken. That was a great call. Manny, anything to add? What else would you like everybody to know? How did they get a hold of you, first off?
Well, I think the easiest way would be to download my app.
It's
called Learn with Manny. And that's pretty much all my stuff as well on Instagram, Learn with Manny. Facebook page is Learn with Manny. But my app is where you'll get everything. My radio show is linked in there. I've got exclusive content like an audio series called 10 Ways to Drive Traffic to My Offer. I put in tons of videos. Everything that's valuable that I want my brand to be shown is in my app. So if you want to get access to everything Manny Lopez, you got my app.
Absolutely. I don't know if you have to jump, if you're going to hang on with us, Manny. Are you going to stay on till the rest of the show?
Oh, I'm here for
fantastic,
you.
Fantastic.
Because
we're going to bring in another friend of yours and someone that we all met at Secret Knock. I know Ken knows him as well. And this is the, you know, I've got to be really honest and tell you, you know, I'm not the greatest at social media. I do what I can. Again, I'm a solopreneur. The time that I have is the time that I have, and the time that I don't have, I don't get on. So I didn't really give a lot of credence, if you will, and a lot of time to this certain social platform that was, you know, that people had told me, no, you really need to be starting to pay a little bit more attention because it's gained a lot of traction. That's Instagram. So I want everybody to meet Michael Grizzard, who I've just met really recently, and he is the absolute guru when it comes to Instagram. Michael, welcome on board.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah.
What's up, Manny? What's going on, guys?
Yeah, everybody knows each other. It's like old home week here.
It's one big family, and everybody else has a radio show, so I might as well get my own too, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. So, so you got that right. And I am actually going to be on Ken's show, and I'm going to be on Manny's show, which is very exciting. But yeah, we're going to have to get your show here, Michael. Let's talk about that later. But okay, Ken, I'm getting your messages. Thank you. And Michael, what is it that and again, most people didn't think that Instagram was going to take off and become this big of a one picture. It was one picture, and it was, you know, and nobody really understood kind of what that was all about. Why did it become so, you know, take off the way it did? Why isn't it so important today?
There's a mixture of things. I mean, everybody wants to display the experiences that they have in life with all their friends and their family. And it was just one easy medium to bring everybody together. And it's just flourished into something amazing. Like I've been doing Greg Reed's Instagram, and off of one post, I was able to reach 9.5 million people.
Yeah.
And in just a week, and actually less than a week, this past week, I've gotten his posts over about 500,000 impressions. So,
right.
I mean, it just goes to show you how important it is to be on Instagram, because there's 700 million people on there.
Right.
And if you have a message, this is the way to go, because images convert better than let's say, email or something
right.
like that.
Right. And I was reading something yesterday that that says, you know, Instagram users really love to see really saturated colors in their pictures. They love to tell a story. And they, what was the other thing I read? The saturation of the pictures. And they don't really like people pictures as much as they like, you know, pictures of nature and other things. Is that so?
Yes. And I mean, so I'm like in the future of Instagram right now. Like I'm trying to be way ahead of what's kind of currently going on. So the modern day way is people think that they just upload a picture, put a nice filter on and slap some random hashtags that relate to the content. But that's not how it truly works. Hashtags are like things. So it's another search engine. It's like you go in and search something on Google. Same thing with Instagram, hashtag CrossFit or hashtag gym. You can find content related to that kind of that area.
Right.
Now, with the people and the influencers, it's really hard that I've found to make their content reach as many people as, let's say, a picture that it evokes emotion or evokes some kind of response to the user, because those are the types of pictures that will be able to reach a large amount of audience, because what I've found is whether you like it or not, not everybody's going to like your content, especially if you think your content's really, really cool. A lot of other people might not think so.
Right.
So what I do is I find things that are already going successfully viral on Instagram, and I kind of mimic its success and apply it to what I'm doing.
Right. Ken, did you want to jump in here? Was there something you wanted to say? I saw a message come through. Is there something you wanted to say?
Yes, I just think we should all, because it's National Higher Education Day, I think we should all salute. We need to salute Michael for what he's doing with Instagram, because he is really educating us.
He really is. He really is
educating. Higher level.
I've got to say, you know, I really didn't know. I still don't know that much. And I'm really thanking the Lord that Michael has also jumped on board with me to help me with you know, take my Instagram from where it is, which is, I don't know, what do I have, like 12,000, I think, followers to, you know, a much larger following, which would be great, because I honestly don't have the time to be on there Instagramming as much as I really would like to. What does it mean, guys, to create a story? That's something I'm still a little out on. I think I get it, but how do you create a story? Michael.
Sorry. I thought you were asking.
I did. But go ahead.
So creating a story, for brands, it's extremely important, mm-hmm. because you have to, for people with personal brands, like I kind of tend to work with people who are more motivational, because that's how I started, because I had a message to inspire people to become the best version of themselves.
Right.
So I kind of stumbled upon all this by accident, and then other people wanted to know what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so telling the story is extremely important, because if there's no story, there's no content to be told. Like mm-hmm. you're just slapping paint against the wall. Like you don't really know what kind of people you're going to attract.
And aren't you creating a story with the hashtags? Is that, in other words, I'm posting a picture, I create the story of the picture with the hashtags. Is that right?
So the hashtags are more for you to be found. So let's say I wanted to see some cool gym stuff. If you had a cool video of you at the gym doing some insane things, you'd put the hashtag gym or whatever.
Right.
So that you can be found within that relatable content. Otherwise, if you just slap a bunch of random hashtags on, you're just going to get lost in all the noise,
right?
Because nobody is looking at that a specific niche.
Right. Got it. Okay. You know what, guys? We're going to bring somebody else on. This is the last one, I promise. But we all know each other. We all love working together. And I, again, as a solopreneur, an entrepreneur, very little bit of time in the day to do lots of things to get my brand out there and to, really create the story that Michael was just talking about. And so I wanted everybody else, that might be going through the same thing, to understand from these four super influencer friends of mine that how they might be able. So if anybody has any questions, please do call in. I'm going to give you the call-in number right now as soon as I can find it. And I can't, so I won't. No, here it is. The listeners, you can call in at 866-472-5795. So again, that's 866-472-5795. If you have any questions for our influencers, please do give us a ring and let us know. I'm going to bring on now, many of you have heard of another really huge influencer in the market today. His name is Ty Lopez. And Tai Lopez, I believe, is one of the biggest, you know, digital marketers on the planet. He does many other things, but he's gone from the story, you know, that we've heard before from many people that are doing, you know, really well today. Many of the influencers today, you know, 6 years ago, I was sleeping on my mother's couch and I was borrowing money from my father to, you know, do whatever. And now I'm, you know, a gajillionaire and I've got 9 Lamborghinis in the garage. I don't know how you do that in 6 years, but obviously some people do. And so I'd like to bring up Paul Getter. Are you getting there?
Hey, I'm here.
You're there, huh? Nice to have you. I've got to be honest to say, you and I have not really met, but Mayor, a good friend of Manny Lopez's. And
so
Manny was saying, man, you've got to get him on. He's really, really good. So you're on, and how good are you?
Hey, well, I guess I'm as good as Manny says I am.
Well, there you go. Well, you know, I really believe what Manny has to say. I mean, he's, you know, he walks his walk and talks his talk. So you helped Tai Lopez with his Facebook account. Is that what I understand?
Sure. Yeah. We do social media marketing and internet marketing for a lot of different high profile clients. Tai Lopez being one of them. We do work for Fortune 500 companies.
Right.
A-list celebrities,
right.
Just a little bit of everything, even small mom-and-pop restaurants we do business for.
Right. And so, again, you help create the brand story, and you post for them because, again, they may not have the time. But how do you take somebody from, you know, sleeping on their mother's couch to 6 years being, multiple figures? How does that work? We all want to know.
Sure.
You know, Paul, we all want to know.
Sure. Well, obviously, Tai Lopez is a successful individual on his own, and it's just companies like myself and individuals like myself that can come alongside individuals like Tai Lopez and help in the branding and the managing the content and helping, elevate their ads to the next level. And really, I think if someone has a successful brand, a business that they're working on, the way I look at it is there are a lot of great companies, but they're just missing the marketing behind it. And really, your business is only as good as your marketing. What does it matter if you have a fantastic product, a fantastic message, but you don't have the marketing to get the message out to what you're doing. So it's been a privilege and an honor to work with a lot of different individuals on that level.
I should mention the name of your company is the Internet Nerd Marketing. I think it's very cute.
Internet Marketing Nerd.
Yes, that's really cute.
You got it.
All right, Paul, I'm going to have to stop you right there. I've got to go to break, unfortunately. You guys stay right where you are because we've got a lot more to come here on In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
The Greg Reed Show takes you behind the scenes with some of the most successful entrepreneurs and influencers the world has to offer. Greg S. Reed is known as a master storyteller and a highly sought-after motivational keynote speaker. You'll learn that successes have their downsides and challenges as well. Find out how Greg and his guests have overcome these challenges to become some of the top influencers today. Listen to The Greg Reed Show, Mondays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Influencers.
We don't follow, we lead. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
Hey guys, you guys know Alan Taylor. I'm sure you do. He's just Facebook Live me a message. He goes, "Hi there, I'm in Barcelona, Spain right now." Alan, hi. We all know you. We all love you. And Ken Roshan is sending me a message telling me he just took a call. Well, thanks very much for that, bud. You're supposed to be on my radio show and you're taking a call? All right. Well, we'll be dealing with you another day. Okay, so guys, let's get back into what people need to know. And anybody, this is open for anybody right now. Michael, I want to get back to you because we didn't say how people can get in touch with you. Let's do that.
Yeah, so people can get in touch with me. I'm on Facebook. And then my main method is Instagram, which is at Michael Grizzard.
G-R-I-Z-Z-A-R-D. So I've been saying your last name wrong this whole show. Michael Grizzard. Okay, sorry about that. So at,
they can also,
go ahead.
Yeah, so at Michael Grizzard on Instagram, and they can also visit my website at michaelgrizzard.com.
Okay, I think we have a caller, so that's good. Let's bring on Alice. Alice?
Hi, everyone. It's Alice from Through the Changing Glass.
Hello.
Hello.
Good. Thanks.
I have a question regarding the social impact of what you're all talking about. How can we better convince people that there is, in fact, a return on their investment when they're purchasing for your services? They're purchasing the services.
So you're asking, how can you guarantee a return?
That's right, because as we all know, that social is difficult to measure. So how can we communicate that value proposition better?
Yeah. Guys, who wants to jump on that? Paul, that's yours.
Sure.
Everybody heard guarantee and went, huh? I don't guarantee anything, you know. Go ahead, Paul, go ahead.
Sure. So a couple things that I think that how you can present this to a potential client. First of all, you look at social media from a branding perspective. So the more people that see your message, the more your brand gets out. And that's not necessarily a unique concept, because there's companies that pay thousands of dollars, millions of dollars for that matter, just to see, to have their commercial on a 30-second program on TV. And it's hard to measure the results from that, but they know that their message is being presented for millions of people. So with Facebook ads, Instagram ads, social media ads, you can show the client, look, this message, this video has been seen by X amount of people, and you know, that holds a lot of value. In the big picture, I've always seen that if you can run ads that actually generate an ROI and that increases sales of their product, increases awareness and clients and business, obviously that's going to be the best long-term relationship. But you can show the social proof. You can show the views on the video. You can show the brand, how it's getting out there among the public.
Right. That makes sense? Yeah. Yeah, I know. Ken, are you there? Ken is still drinking that coffee, and he jumps ship.
No, you better believe I'm here.
Oh, you bet. Very he jumped ship. He took a call. Ken Rashawn, I'm never going to speak to you again. All right. Listen, did you get that last call? Did you get that last question, too, Ken? Did you hear what Alice had to say?
I did, and what a brilliant answer Paul gave, because so many people are so concerned about the ROI of social media, and really it's a lot of indirect marketing that's taking a tipping point access later on in life. Mm-hmm. So the more aggressive and consistent you are to your message, the more it's going to tip later and you get to enjoy the benefits.
Right.
Greg Reed's a perfect example of that. You look at his Secret Knock and where it began and how big it is this point. It's the beautiful tipping point story.
Right. And analytics, they do help, don't they? I mean, when somebody goes and takes a look at the analytics, they are true. I mean, they're the truth.
Sure. So yeah, absolutely. That shows your traffic. And, you know, another thing about social media is building relationships. What if you make one connection with one business or one future client? You really, the amount of value that just one relationship can create through social media marketing is really priceless.
Hey, Manny, how does that work with apps? I guess, is it pretty much the same way? There's analytics. I don't know much about apps, which is why we're actually talking about this on the show today. How do you track and follow with apps? I guess pretty much the same way through the analytics?
Yeah, I mean, with everything, there's always numbers. So with analytics on apps, I can see what users are clicking on, what features are being clicked on the most, how long they're spending on the app, how much time, how many users on Apple, how many users on Android, how many people went to your app after you sent out a text alert. So there's a lot of ways that you can track and see that kind of stuff, which is and a lot. you know, in some ways a lot better than what traditional media has been doing. If you compare it to stuff like TV, you know, you can see how many viewers tuned into the show in an overall standpoint, but you don't know how many people sat there and watched your commercial. With, you know, analytics on social media and analytics on apps, you can literally see your users that are on there that are seeing your stuff, or your viewers or the people you're reaching, if they've clicked on anything, how long of the video that they watched, you know, did they watch the whole video, did they watch half the video?
Right.
So I think with social media, it just actually makes it more effective if you actually understand and learn how to use these tools in your business.
And I'm assuming that this also helps you sort of course correct, right? As you're going, you can sort of correct the things that aren't working and the things that, you know, and sort of give a little bit more gas to the things that are working, right?
Exactly. And this is what I like about our apps, because I have clients that will say, oh, this is going to be the best feature. My clients will love this feature. And we go after a couple of months and we look at the analytics and see that it's a completely different feature that they're accessing on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really cool way to see that, because you can, you know, really see if what's bringing value. I mean, you could have everything separated in your app, and they click on each one individually. Now you can see, just like on a website, which ones they're clicking on the most, which pages are they seeing the most. But, you know, with an app, it's more features instead of pages.
And I just want to remind our listeners that if anybody wants to call in and has a question for our panel of super influencers, you can call 866-472-5795, 866-472-5795. Guys, where's it going? What's next? I mean, I know what's hot now, but what looks like, what do we need to be looking out for? What's coming down the pipe?
Definitely, this is a huge thing in my world right now. Is
who's this? Michael?
Michael, yeah.
Okay.
And it kind of ties into the ROI aspect, because all my clients want to know about the ROI, and it's very hard to track specific ROI if you're not running ads and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the social ROI, you don't know. Like, so let's say the same person has two accounts. One has 200 followers, and the other has 14,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
Now we reach out the content to the world. And let's say one person sees the guy that has 200 followers. It's like, okay, I don't know if I can trust him that well. Versus the guy who has 14,000 followers, they're going to be like, wow, he's got a little tribe behind him, and obviously he's got some trust. So it's very important to build out your social proof, because now people are looking for you on Facebook, Twitter, or Google, and Instagram specifically now, just because people want to find that trust. Because without it, it creates a barrier against that. And you also never know who's watching your content. So if you have a high built-out social proof, that might be a conversion that you could never even imagine.
Yeah.
Just based off of what you have on your social platforms.
Right. And here's the other question I have for you, for all of you. What about people that are buying their likes and their follows and the, you know, that sort of thing from the Fiverr of the situation? I know that they're not authentic followers, but do they add to the number? In other words, somebody goes, wow, look at all the followers this person has, not knowing that, you know, a lot of those followers were bought. I mean, you know what? Go ahead.
Yeah. This is Paul.
Yeah.
Let me say that, you know, some people do use, I guess you would say, fake followers to build up their social proof.
Mm-hmm.
But in the big picture, you can't build a brand around that. You want to have people, fake followers don't engage your content. Fake followers don't purchase your product. It might look good and look like a pretty number, but the quality way to do it is with targeting the people based upon their interests, their age demographic, all of these different things, so that they would sincerely be interested in your product or your brand.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be the greatest value. I mean, I think 100 real followers are more valuable than 1,000 fake followers.
Well, they're more
valuable. I'll agree to that.
They're more valuable as a potential buyer or potential client.
Sure.
But
sure.
I guess where I'm getting to is, isn't it really impressive when, you know, somebody shows up, you know, and looks at your social and they see a huge number? Am I off here? Or, you know, I know you got everybody poo-poos it, but I know a lot of people do it, I guess is the question.
Sure. And you know what I've seen, though, is that you can get real followers just as inexpensive, you know, because that's most times people get fake followers because it's cheap,
right.
Save money. But if you know how to do it right, you can get real targeted followers on your social platforms very inexpensive. It's just knowing the techniques and how to run the ads to get those targeted followers.
So tell us how to do it right, Paul. How do we do that? I know that's why we should hire you, but
I know that.
But you know, throw us a bone here. Give us a nugget, something.
So let's take, for example, on Facebook. Facebook, you can target people based upon their age. You can target based upon their interests.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they're interested in cats.
You're talking about buying ads.
Yeah. So buying Facebook ads. You know, they have a feature where you can buy Facebook followers. You know, that's one of the ad directions, is to add likes onto your platform.
Okay.
And if you're pretty creative, you can use Facebook ads, since Instagram and Facebook are, I guess you would say, brother and sister.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook ads and the Instagram ads are the same platform.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're creative, you can run Facebook ads that would acquire Instagram followers.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to share some of those A-list celebrities with us, do you? Who are you working with that's an A-lister?
maybe you heard of Akon.
Okay.
Yeah. We do work with Akon. We've done work with several different television shows.
Mm-hmm. New York Times bestsellers. You got some New York Times bestsellers, I see.
New York Times bestsellers,
mm-hmm.
Authors, Amazon bestseller authors, a little bit of everything.
Well, I'm about to become one of those, just so you know. I'm about to become one of those New York Times bestsellers. So you're
awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
We're behind you. We're rooting you on.
All right. I'm just saying. One of those people. You'll see. You think I'm kidding. I'm not. I'm going to be there, and I'm going to be there soon. We've got to go to break, guys. This is a fun show, and we've got only an hour to do it in. So. We will be right back.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Want to improve your health, business, and life just by listening to a radio show? Well, we can at least move you in the right direction. Listen for Spotlight, the Allison H. Larson Show. Each week, Allison will speak with amazing guests and find out what's changed their lives and how they are changing the lives of others. From beauty to health to business and personal relationships, we're here to inspire you to live your life of passion. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
This is the Voice America Influencers Channel. Be inspired.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
We are back in the limelight here at Voice America, the Influencers Channel, and I have some influencers and super influencers that are on, well, they're all super influencers on my on the line with me, and I have someone that would like to make a comment, although he doesn't deserve to make one, and that is Ken Rashawn. The line is now yours.
Hey, can you hold on a second? I got to take a call real quick. I'll be right back in a minute, okay? Hey, I just want to say Paul's on point with what he said, but when you're buying anything that's fake, you're actually going to get exposed at some point. So people that are actually thinking about doing business with you and that are a little more savvy may do a little search for your engagement. If your engagement's low, they may think, one, that you're not cool or that you bought likes, and that transcends into your integrity. So I would just really be aware of what a trap you're putting yourself on by putting an anchor on your page. And then the second thing is, ironically, Facebook loves you to buy fake likes, because that means your engagement will plummet and you have to pay a lot more money, like 100 times more money, to get your engagement at a normal level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure.
Sorry? Who was, say again?
Yeah, this is Paul.
Yeah.
Not even that is... in some areas, it can be a violation of Facebook policy, and you could have your Facebook page shut down. you could go on there one day and have 10,000 likes and go on the next day and you got 1,000 likes because Facebook cleared them all. So yeah, there's definitely a certain danger and risk in purchasing fake likes or fake followers of any sort.
Nobody's talking about Twitter or Snapchat. What's up with that?
Yeah, so I just wanted to comment on something that Ken said real quick.
Sure.
And then transfer it over to Twitter. But yeah, because if you buy a ton of fake followers, let's say you get like, you buy 12,000 fake followers and you only get in like maybe 15, 20 likes, I'm obviously going to know what's up. And a lot of other people are going to see that and be like, well, something's fishy there because the engagement ratio just doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter, I actually know one of the top guys that makes things go viral on Twitter, and he even told me to kind of stay away from it because it definitely is kind of reaching that death life cycle. I mean, right now it's still big, mm-hmm. but there's no amazing growth like all of like Instagram or Facebook has.
And Snapchat, I think it's a young market. I could be wrong, but I don't think that my people and my followers would be on Snapchat. But it came out of nowhere and took over pretty darn fast. Is there anything else that we as entrepreneurs need to be doing on Snapchat?
Snapchat's pretty. It's hard. I mean, not in the sense to get followers. There are strategies and whatnot. But ever since Instagram came out with their stories feature, it's basically kind of the same thing. So.
Yeah.
For businesses and entrepreneurs, unless you're just trying to reach like one-on-one or kind of doing it that way, that's why I tell my clients to kind of gear more towards the Instagram because it's already got everything. And if they do have Snapchat, then they can kind of DJ their content.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're kind of too overwhelmed with all the social media, I just recommend just staying on the Instagram platform.
Okay, what does DJ your content mean?
Basically, you take one piece of content and then spread it out through all the different ones. So let's say I have a YouTube video, and I basically upload it to YouTube. And then let's say I want to upload it to Instagram. I'll put some caption over it with the same video and use it that way. Or I'll transcript all the content that was said in the video, and then I'll put it into a Medium post.
Right.
And just using one piece of content and then allocating it to all the different areas.
Okay. Anything else that's coming up that next week we're going to find out about that you guys already know? Because things move so fast, they move so quickly, and, I'm trying to keep up. Look, I'm not, the most social savvy on the planet. I do try, to keep up, but, I just try to keep it within the four. LinkedIn, I guess LinkedIn is just basically for business, but they've come out with some really cool features as well. Anything else that you guys know that we should, what's coming down the pike?
Well, I just want to say that with all the power you have on this this show right now, we can convince the world that you are the most socially savvy person in the world.
I think
we're
so.
We're going to change that campaign right now.
Well, I'm not saying I'm not socially savvy, but I am saying that it's become almost a full time job for me, and I think I'm pretty good on Facebook. I do the thing there. Twitter, I've been Twittering for a while. Instagram, Michael knows that I need a little help there, and Snapchat, I'm just not on it. I just don't go there. It's not what I do. Okay, who else wants to jump in here with anything else that, the public needs to know about social media, what's trending, what's new, what are the right things to do, what to stay away from, like buying your likes, and anything else? Manny, are you still there?
I'm still here.
All right. Well, we're going to give you, I'll probably ask you as many questions because, you're not in social media, but apps are just as important. And I'm very excited about the app that you and I are going to be creating. And certainly all my social is going to be on the app. How do they work together with an app, the social media aspect of that?
Well, with an app, you can combine all your social media channels in one place.
Mm-hmm.
So all your followers can be in one area that you can send one message out to.
Right.
So that's a really cool aspect of it. When I'm always talking to clients about building an app, always focus on two things, education and resources.
Mm-hmm.
If you can educate your audience on your expertise, whatever it is that you teach on or what you get paid for, then that's something you want to share inside of an app or through social media. And same thing with resources. You want to give resources to show that you have the, expertise of that industry to say, hey, this is what I use, or here, this is what I would suggest to use. And those resources could be your own products. But you have to educate people on why they should be buying and doing business with you on the front end, and not just expect everyone to buy your services because you think it's awesome.
And what's the best way to do that? I mean, let's say I've got a line of chocolate coming out, which I do. How much education do I need to do to get people to buy chocolate? Because everybody likes chocolate.
Well, I would focus on one is creating valuable content that's fun and educational. Mm-hmm. If your chocolate is somewhat different from everybody else in the industry, you got to make sure you make that known. Mm-hmm. You know, why your chocolate is special. You know, why you, in a sense. Mm-hmm. You've got to really explain that in a very captivating way that gets eyeballs. Mm-hmm. And hiring people like the guys that are on this phone, this interview mm-hmm. is a great way to do that. I mean, you get a mentor of anybody in that industry, whether it be us or somebody else that knows the knowledge of what you want to know, and they can give you a lot of shortcuts on how to get there a lot quicker.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, we got a couple of minutes left, not many, but I wanted to get with you guys about, you know, the importance of the values of reviews and social proof and that sort of thing. You know, I was with Ken Rashawn when we were out in Las Vegas, and he took a look at my Facebook and went, oh my gosh, well, we got to fix something here. And I said, what is that? He said, a couple of years ago, the big thing was likes. Everybody had to have likes. The more likes you had, the better off you were. Now it's people talking about you and the actual social proof. So, I don't know, he clicked a couple of things, and now I've got a bunch of, you know, lovely reviews on my Facebook page, my facial book page. Hey, that's not bad, facial book. I don't remember that. Write that down. Guess. Write that down, facial. Now I'm talking to my web guy over here, to David. You know, we're going to write that down and use that. But anyway, so how important is it really? I mean, is there going to be something next, or is it really, really important to have? Ken, you know, if you're not drinking your coffee, could you possibly ask the question? Do you mind answering?
Well, I mean, people are making decisions every single day on Amazon, and they're willing to spend, you know, 10 or 20% more for the assurance that they're buying a product that the person that's selling it to them is going to stand mm-hmm. behind it and get it to them when they said they were in the mm-hmm. condition they said it was going to be in. So
yeah.
I think having 100 five-star reviews will exponentially help your social media confidence of the people following you, deciding that your integrity is where it needs to be and that mm-hmm. they feel comfortable working with you.
Right. And I mean, we did that on Facebook for me, but you can do that straight across the board on all social, right? Guys, I don't know. Help me out here. Yeah? Yeah?
I mean, your show is doing phenomenal. You have just had your show first today, and you already have 13 five-star reviews, so that says a lot.
Well, it was really cool, too, because it was in my very first Facebook Live, because I'd never done a Facebook Live before, and we had people coming in from where? From Barcelona, and then Colombia, and then it's from Italy, which was really neat, and so you guys were all piped into that Facebook Live, so they got to hear the whole show, which was really cool. Thanks to Voice America and the lovely... Oh, there he is. It's Jeff Spinard, just walked by the door right now, who I've thanked at the beginning of the show, and I want to thank again, because this Influencers channel is really awesome, and I love everybody here. I loved working here with everybody. They were great. So, any final comments, guys? Anything else we got? That would be a no. No, we've got something. Somebody's got it. Okay, I'm going to go back down. Ken Rashawn can be found at theumbrellasyndicate.com, correct?
Michael, yes, indeed. Thank you for having me on the show.
You are very welcome. Michael Grizzard. I hope I said it right this time. You can find Michael on Instagram at Michael Grizzard. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Awesome. I've got Paul Getter, and you can get Paul Getter at The Internet Marketing Nerd. Is that correct?
That's correct.
The Internet.
That's correct. You can also reach me on thenerdlive.com.
Uh-oh. So we get a live nerd?
Yes, a live nerd. TheNerdLive.com.
Wow, yep. That is really special. Talk about social proof. Manny?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And you want to tell everybody how we can find you there, love?
My app, Learn with Manny.
Search
Manny Lopez in the app stores.
App stores. You know what? I am so excited to be getting to work with all you guys. So I'm really, really thrilled about that. And I know that, you know, what we should do is kind of like take a look at where my social is today, take a snapshot of that, and then see where we are in 13 weeks at the end of the show and show everybody, you know, exactly how powerful you guys are. And, you know, when the amount of really great, give me the word, Ken Rashawn. You know everything.
That'd be a great case study.
I would be a great case. God knows I would be a great case study. I really want to appreciate you. Thank you so much, guys, for being on. Ken, I'm going to let you get back to your coffee. We don't have that much more time, guys. So say goodbye to one another, everybody. And again, thanks for being here in the limelight with Clarissa Bird on Voice America's Influencers Channel. Until next week, bye-bye.
thank you for joining your host, Clarissa Burt, for In the Limelight. Be sure to come back for another great show next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel. Make this your week.